Well, Missouri Congressman Sam Graves is going to be back and is back in his district for a couple of big events this week. One deals with flooding, and that has been a huge issue across North Missouri. We'll touch on that in just a moment. But another big issue he's involved in is a dedication of a post office in northern Missouri's Macon County. I'm Brian Houseworth, and kind enough to give me a few minutes to talk about these issues is Missouri Congressman Sam Graves, who represents all of northern Missouri. Congressman, great to have you with us. We appreciate the time. You'll be in Bevier on Friday.
Yep.
What a big deal for Navy SEAL Adam Smith.
It is. And Adam Smith was, you know, this is somebody that was a hero, a leader. He was 26 years old. He was a Navy SEAL, graduated from Bevier High School, and he set his sights on being a SEAL. He always wanted to be a SEAL. And unfortunately, his final mission was on September 21st, 2010, when his helicopter went in Afghanistan. And so we wanted to honor him in this way and name the post office after him.
What does it mean from your perspective, obviously, to pass the bill and the president signing that, President Trump signing into law to dedicate the post office? And also, I guess maybe even more importantly, Congressman, what does it mean for his legacy to have that post office named after him?
Well, it's a testament to his legacy there in Macon County, and you know it's an honor to dedicate it with his family and friends, you know, Friday, and you know I'm very happy to do this, very honored to be a part of this, and again, this is about honoring him and you know what he stood for.
And there'll be a ceremony, and the public can attend that. That'll be Friday morning at 11 there at the City Park. The public is invited.
Absolutely, the public's invited, and I hope you know a lot of people show up for it.
Let's move over here in the final few minutes, Congressman, to flooding. And you'll be in Brunswick, you'll be in Keytesville. 25 years ago, I interviewed you in Carrollton. The very issue I interviewed you about, we're talking about today, the Corps of Engineers. I could probably play the tape. You were ripping them then. You're not happy with them now either.
No, I'm not happy with them at all. And you know, the devastation we have seen up and down the Missouri River and what we're going to focus on Friday is obviously the devastation in Sheraton and Carrollton or Carroll counties. You know, this is so frustrating. It's getting old. It's getting, you know, tiresome. It's affecting people's lives. It's affecting communities. You know, and it's just the management changes that the Corps has made over the last couple of decades. It's having a huge impact on these individuals, and it's so frustrating. You know, you just literally want to pull your hair out. And you know, we continue to pound on the Corps and push the Corps, and we can't seem to get anywhere with them.
The town of Brunswick really took it on the chin again and has over the years, but it really got hit hard. The Grand River goes through there. A lot of farmers still, as I know and you know, use that terminal. What's your sense of what you're hearing out of Brunswick, and what are you going to talk about when you get up there?
Well, it's a frustration, and you know, first of all, you've got the damage as a result of the way the river's managed and the river itself, the Missouri, and then you've got the interior drainage. You know, in this particular case, that's the Grand River, and what that does. Well, then right after that, then you've got to deal with FEMA. And, you know, FEMA going through the process of trying to evaluate the damage and trying to come up with monetary figures on how much damage there is and make a determination on how they're going to help people in terms of individuals or if it's just going to be public assistance, and that's another slap in the face. And so, you know, folks are very frustrated by this.
Final question. I'm just listening to you closely. The size, you sound disgusted. Is that accurate to say? You sound disgusted specifically with the Corps, and it sounds like with FEMA now.
Oh, absolutely. It's just pure frustration. And what folks don't realize either is it's not just about the Missouri or the Mississippi rivers. It has an impact as a result of the interior drainage, which I mentioned just briefly earlier, and that's all the rivers that flow into it. You know, that's the Grand River, the 102, the Nottoway, the Platte River. You know, all of these other rivers, they back up as well, and it creates problems, you know, for the folks that are on those river systems and drainage systems. So it's, you know, it's much bigger than just you know, the two big rivers.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Congressman? Feel free.
Well, this is, you know, this is something that we're going to continue to put pressure on. We make small steps. It's baby steps each time, but, you know, every time we have one of these, you know, incidences of flooding or massive, you know, devastation, like we're saying, it has a huge impact on people's lives. And you know, they can't do it all the time. You know, it's just, you can only take so much.